answer is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. Idaho police were dealing with both an active shooter and a wildfire, but have now confirmed that a body found with a firearm nearby is that of the suspected shooter on Canfield Mountain. Two people are dead. There was some urgency to move the body. Kootenai County Sheriff Robert Norris.
We had a fire that was rapidly... it was approaching the body, so we had to scoop up that body.
The standoff lasted longer than police had hoped, since they say the suspect had been hiding amongst the trees and brush. Here's Sheriff Norris again.
When you have an environment where you don't know where the bullets are coming from because of the trees and the shrubbery and what have you, it is daunting for police officers.
The Senate could vote as soon as Monday on the president's big budget bill after a long weekend of discussion and debate.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. The pressure from Senate Republican leaders and President Trump on wobbly senators was intense, although on social media the president wrote, "For all cost-cutting Republicans, of which I am one, remember you still have to get reelected. Don't go too crazy." No Democrats have indicated support for the bill. If the Senate votes in favor, it will send its version to the House, where some conservatives have already said they have concerns with some of its provisions.
Families are struggling with their own budgets. Every morning, dozens line up to get a free hot meal at a soup kitchen in Los Angeles. Head chef James Cunningham says it's getting harder to afford necessities like food.
Honestly, the cost of living is just crushing people right now. Even folks with jobs can't afford rent and food at the same time. And with a lot of the support programs getting cut, more people are slipping through the cracks.
Wimbledon starts Monday at the All England Club. Sports reporter Erica Hershkowitz has more on its long-followed traditions.
Wimbledon is the oldest tennis tournament in the world, dating back to 1877, and remains the only Grand Slam still played on grass courts. It's the third major of the year and known for several key traditions, including the all-white dress code and the eating of strawberries and cream, a long-standing tradition symbolizing the beginning of summer.
Say goodbye to Windows blue screen of death. Microsoft says it's updating the error message to be a black background instead. CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur explains why.
Now Microsoft says it's revamping its systems to make these errors a lot more readable and understandable. But this is a moment of recognition from Microsoft that people need to be able to service their own computers.
This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. We offer auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options. Visit progressive.com today.
Hey, it's Mike Rohn. If I have a choice, I like to do business with companies that actually stand for something. That's why I switch from Verizon to Pure Talk. No offense to Verizon, I'm sure they stand for something. I just don't know what it is. Pure Talk, on the other hand, is a veteran-owned company that supports our military in a big way, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I also appreciate unlimited talk and text and plenty of data for half the cost of the big guys, and I do like being on America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. But what I really appreciate is no contract, no cancellation fees, and Pure Talk's commitment to handle all their customer service in this country. I saw it for myself. I went to Georgia, I got a tour of their headquarters, I met their CEO, and I talked to the same customer service folks that you'll talk to when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Switch today and save 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Pure Talk, a wireless company that actually stands for something.
A new report for those planning a summer road trip.
With the summer now underway, the nonprofit Smile Hub is out with a report that looks at the best states for those who enjoy the great outdoors. It compares each of the 50 states across three key dimensions:
environmental quality, outdoor activity access, and economic impact and job opportunities.
Topping the list, says the organization's Luke Powers.
Montana ranked first, Alaska ranked second, and Colorado ranked third.
Not far behind, New England states and the Pacific Northwest. Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
Closing arguments concluded Friday in the Sean Diddy Combs trial, with prosecutors doubling down on their theory that Combs carried out sex trafficking criminal schemes. His defense was that it was all consensual and this trial is just an unjust intrusion into the bedroom of Americans. Jury deliberations are expected to begin on Monday. Combs is facing 15 years to life. Cooper Lawrence.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy with a chance of storms tonight. Lows around 68. Showers and storms possible on your Monday, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 77. Clearing out Monday night, a low in the mid-60s. Sunshine and 83 Tuesday, 86 for Wednesday. Currently 69 degrees.
I can't imagine Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
Thank you. somewhere waiting for me. My lover stands on golden sand and watches the ship that goes sailing somewhere.
County, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire, I can hear you through the Wichita lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. is still on the
I'm not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
To catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is gone again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives on your local Civic Media radio station.
Be sure to wear
San Francisco. Summertime will be loving there. We'll be right back.
Dennis, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. Restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, the wills of silence. And the people bowed and prayed to a neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispered the sounds of silence.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
The bridge of sights, to rest my eyes in shades of green, under dreaming spots, to Ichiku Park, that's where I've been.
What did you do there?
I got high.
What did you feel there?
Well, I cried.
But why the tears there?
Tell you why, it's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. Get on, meet the ducks with a bun. They all come out to groove about. Be nice and have fun and listen. Tell you what I'll do.
What will you do?
I'd like to go there now with you. You can miss out school.
Won't that be?
Why go to learn the words of who?
What will we do there?
We'll get high.
What will we touch there?
We'll touch the sky.
But why the tears there?
I'll tell you why. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. Get on up, feed the ducks with a bun. They all come out to groove
boat, nice and tough on the sun.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
Cause I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. Can buy me love. Everybody tells me so. Just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Buy me love. Love. Buy me love.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one. Since you went away, now I spend my time just making right.
Let's go strong.